You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me so mad? I want to juggle snow globes blindfolded. I started this story yesterday. I don't know if y'all remember this or not, but it comes off a suggestion at my Earl Pitts American Facebook page from my buddy Steven. It's about the first great struggle between humans and artificial intelligence to rule the world. And it starts off at the self-checkout lane at the grocery store. Now, to tell you the truth, it can be frustrating. It makes you feel dumber than a bag of hammers. And the machine is probably doing that on purpose. I know one thing, given the coming struggle ahead, I know it ain't no accident. What happened was, we tried to check out our own groceries, but the lines were too long, and my old lady had to pee. And then, our talking artificial intelligence machine got stuck on put it in the bag. Kept saying, put it in the bag. We was fighting with that machine on account of we kept putting our stuff in the bag. And the checkout machine thought we wouldn't. Put it in the bag. We put it in the bag. Rescanned the item. We took it out of the bag. Anyhow, machine called for a human assistant. That's right. These artificial intelligence machines have got humans that work for them. Boy, like that don't start innocent, right? And this human woman, she come over and she looked at the machine and she goes, here's your problem. You got to put your item in the bag. I said, ma'am, we put the item in the bag. She goes, let me try. Where's the item? I go, it's in the bag. Okay, so you know what we got now? We got a human person scanning our groceries in the checkout yourself lane. And she's rolling her eyes like she's got to introduce two imbeciles to technology. Until the machine goes, put item in bag. And she goes, I put the item in the bag. And the machine goes, rescan the item. Mark my words, in the near future in our war against artificial intelligence, right about then is when the laser beam comes out of the checkout machine and drills a hole through our foreheads. Yeah, another human out of the way. Wake up, America! So to answer your question, Stephen, I will not check out my own groceries no more because that's what the machines want. This is Earl Pitts, America. You've been warned and pitched off.